We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Waiting for Bobby April, the former. We got Bobby on the line with us. Bobby, long
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mike?
All right, Bob. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, it's going good. Going good.
Bobby, what was the feeling last night to watch the Tigers win that national championship? You know, you and I have talked so many times about Coach O and that opportunity and making the most of it, but that's got to be a special feeling to see everything transform the way it is, 15-0, only the second team in college football history to go 15-0. Clemson did it a year ago. You beat the defending national champs, beat seven teams in the top 10 this year, and the four top teams in the AP when they opened the season, when you consider beating Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia. Got to be great.
Well, I you know, history will probably bear it out. It's probably the greatest football team ever. Right now, that's kind of hard to decipher. But I would say it is. And last night was electric for the people that were there, and I know for the state, people watching, it was just a great deal, a culmination of really a lot of work and a lot of talent by the whole LSU organization.
Now, Coach April, you're working with special teams and consulting and helping with LSU and Coach McMahon and all that. Just talk about that relationship. And that you got to check your ego at the door. Y'all tugging, y'all pulling the same way, and you have the same goals. Just talk about maybe your impact and winning the meeting room and put your two cents in there, maybe to have that edge. Because it's all about you can have a great player versus a great player, but maybe a technique here or there can make all the difference.
Well, my contributions are very, very small. But I think what you're asking kind of goes throughout the whole organization. If there was ever a personification of one team, one heartbeat, it's LSU. It is a special, special, special team. You know, for me to go in there and work with Greg, talking about checking egos, I mean, all across the board, you have a lot of guys that have Steve Ensminger
right.
has been, we brought in Joe Brady. Bill Johnson, he elevated him right in 2-a-days. And if you look at all those guys that are on that staff, from the young guys that are GAs all the way up to Coach O, I mean, they're like in a Terminator, a cyborg named Smith. They just keep coming and coming and just pounding and grinding. And he has got a gift of genius for knowing people, and he has made the right fits on all his hires, on all his decisions on who to bring. Everybody he's had there that he's replaced have been great coaches, but he knows people, and he knew the right fit for him. This is such a special team. I saw Ed Daniels last night before the game. Of course, I'm in a different position than being there totally coaching with the players and getting ready for schemes. I told Ed when he asked me what I thought about the game tonight, and I said, there's not a chance in hell that Clemson's got a chance. There's not a chance in hell they'll win this game. This team checks all the boxes of all superlatives. I mean, the best in football. I think Ed right now is the best. You know, he, because of his toughness and his energy, that gets the exclamation point all the time. But he has done a phenomenal job, phenomenal job of all the other parts are just superlatives. That's all you can say. And the players, you can't – this is such a special team. There was no chance anybody was going to beat them this year, including, Mike, what you said about, you know, the top four ranked teams. It didn't matter how many five stars Clemson had. This team is special. I mean, this team and this coaching staff is special. I'm eating up all the time, but, you know, where are you going to go to get another Tommy Moffitt unless it's Tommy Moffitt?
Right.
You know how special that strength staff is?
Yep.
I mean, can anybody beat those guys? It's amazing. Jack Marucci, they got
and what Jack does behind the scenes. Bobby, you can maybe talk about it.
Behind the scenes is unbelievable.
Nobody realizes how much impact Jack has had. And, you know, he can tell you if a wide receiver is right eye.
Or left eye dominant.
Dominated. Yeah. I mean, that sort of stuff, you know, you talk about analytics and actually giving you good information. What Jack does is remarkable.
And you know what? Bebe's humble enough to listen. Coach O's humble enough. And like, hey, whatever it takes to get the job done. And, you know, is that too many coaches? You know, the one thing, Coach Abra, I think you could comment on this, is that the one thing I notice about Coach O and look at his progression as a coach, you know what you know, and then you have to realize what you don't know. And what I mean by that, listen, you learn constantly. You're constantly learning. But what's your wheelhouse? Obviously, we know he's always been, if not the best recruit in the nation. He's in that conversation. He knows defensive line. Okay, so what maybe I don't know? We'll just communicate and hire the best in those other areas and then let them do their job. That's what I've noticed about Coach O. Again, like Coach Ensminger, where he's at and calling plays and all, that, hey, it's not all about me. It's about me because I have a lot of responsibility, but it's truly a team effort. When you talk about one heartbeat, that's not just words. That's actually a vision, and that's actually what occurs.
Yeah, if ever a team could, which is in football, you know, because there's so many people, there's so many dynamics. But if you could personify what that statement is, it's living and breathing at LSU right now. And they have really done a phenomenal job. And I mean from the, you know, from the equipment guy, string fellow. They just are out there with energy, with enthusiasm. It's just on such a high mark. Nobody could beat that team this year. Nobody could. And nobody did. Nobody did. And you talk about well-prepared and the coaching level. I mean, he's got analysts that are, you know, that have been coordinators and great football minds that are his analysts, and these young guys that provide the energy and run the card squad, they're working. I mean, it's a machine right now. It's just a machine, and it's a football factory. You go there in the off season, they're visiting with coaches from all over the country. They're bringing people in. They're talking about very small detailed things that make a big difference. I mean, it's just a machine. And the thing, when you marry that to great character players, and certainly they're talented, but they're some of the finest young men you'll ever be around. It's so special, you just can't beat it. I mean, you can try, but nobody has that many things going in every single area where you can top LSU right now, and it's proven. I was hoping it was going to prove out because that's what I thought.
Right.
And it did. It did.
Now, Coach April, all the experience you have coaching special teams for a number of years at the highest level and coaching Pro Bowlers, All-Pro players, and you talk about the youngsters, what is your take when you look how young he is, Stingley? And what I mean by that, I know you coach Deion Sanders – in the return game, Clarence Vernet, on, and then with the Bills, I can't think of his name now, maybe from Northwestern, that was a top returner.
Well, you better think of his name. It's Terrence McGee.
Terrence McGee.
You and him are on that centennial poster.
No, he got
go look
that,
at your poster in your bedroom.
I had a brain fart.
That's okay.
Coach April. No, I know, but here you around all these guys, and you know what greatness is. Where is Stingley at? Because it seems like that he could be used in a variety of ways. We think of him as a cornerback right now. I could see him get his hands on the ball. I remember I'm one of the few players that threw Deion Sanders an interception and a touchdown. So I think Stingley could maybe have that kind of ability. But what does he need to do maybe to be a great punt returner? Because I think he has that potential.
Well, here's what I think, and I hope I'm not giving away anything that maybe Coach O should be talking about beside me. But I think he has all the ability to be that kind of player that you're talking about, because he is under the gun every play one-on-one, and you know how hard that is on a corner. When you're matched up and you're pressing and you're taking away a guy almost every play, that's really hard to do. And I think over the years that what I could glean from it, and I think what Stingley, Derek, is going to mature into, even the great, great ones, you know, when they were under the gun like that every play to prevent the pass completion or to take away the receiver, there's a little bit of conservatism in their punt returning, because they're so under the gun every play, and that play right there where they have to field the ball and they have to do things, they generally are a little bit conservative. You know, if that's all they were doing,
right,
they would be those guys weren't aggressive, because they were. They're the all-century team, you know. But I think he'll mature into being, not that he's not aggressive, I don't mean that. I mean, I think he'll be a little more going after it, a little more thinking, I'm going to make a play on this. And I think there's an evolution of that. And
the more experience he gets or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Because I think he has all the ability to be just a phenomenal returner. Now, result-wise, that didn't state that this year. And I'm thinking, I'm probably guessing that's the reason why he didn't have the statistics. But
right.
I do think he has the talent. He did do this, though. He did do this, except for the Auburn game. He made sure, and he was smart enough. And this was part of it. This is part of it too. Look, when you have that offense, which there can't be any offense that's been like that.
Right.
I mean, not in the level that LSU plays.
Coach,
you make sure that you put the ball in Burrow's hands, and that offensive. You don't take any chances. You don't do anything that allows the other team to have the ball when LSU should have the ball. So that's all stuff that played into it, and I think made it maybe where it wasn't as punt return friendly as maybe people expected out of a talent like him. But is he talented, like you said, Bobby? Absolutely. 1,000%. I mean, he could play offense. He could play, and he could play offense even with all those receivers they have. And they got a bunch of them coming back that are great receivers.
Yeah. Coach, we got to go to break.
That Jefferson and Chase had, that's unbelievable what those guys did.
Coach, we're going to go to break, come back with more. Bobby April talking about the LSU football team. Bobby, consultant. For special teams for the LSU Tigers, right here on the Big 870, right after this break. We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTellier, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Coach, I don't know if you've had any interaction with him, but in talking to Coach O, other guys on the staff, man, they tell me one of the consultants there Jorge Munoz. Man, is really a very good football coach. He's a former offensive coordinator. At that time, it was UL Lafayette, not University of Louisiana. He's a California guy, that sort of thing. Any insights on that? Because you hear it from so many different people that, man, Munoz is a really good guy to break this down, to take a look at kind of helping Steve and Joe in setting up that offensive game plan.
Well, I don't know. I have, I definitely had conversations with, I call him George, but so if I call him George, he and I have had conversations about different things, but I don't know exactly what his role is with the offense, but I know it's probably exactly like you say. I know he sits in all the offensive meetings. He's with those guys. He's got a ton of experience. What I do know is, because I've heard it from Coach O and I've seen it happen, he is a encyclopedia of information to Coach O regarding situations, timeouts, clock management, anticipation of certain events that can happen. So he is really a guy that is freed up to strictly think about those things. And he has tremendous talent and intelligence to be the guy that has that role. And I know Coach O just values him tremendously.
Yes, I've heard the same thing. I've heard the exact same thing. So
no, he compliments him always on that.
Coach, one of the things is in teaching technique, special teams-wise, a lot of these guys – when they come out of the high school ranks, Coach, they ain't played a lick of special teams other than maybe being a returner. So from your standpoint and from Greg's standpoint of teaching technique on special teams and convincing them, hey, listen, your best way to get on the field as a freshman is playing special teams. But sometimes these guys have never done it, and so it's a little bit of a sell job by the other players to get them to play on special teams and also the coaches.
And, Coach Chamber, I want you to comment on that. And also, I know you got to be a big fan of, talk about a feel-good story, a poster child of any player. What about JT Gray out of Mississippi State with the Saints? He turns into not only a Pro Bowler, but all pro. How can you not love JT Gray and his passion for the game?
Yeah, all of those guys, have had to – that have come up that route of special teams have had to slug their way through a lot of obstacles. And certainly you always, and you can look at Coach O the same way. I mean, he's had to slug his way through, over, around a lot of obstacles to get where he is he's the king of the hill right now. And he's going to keep fighting and to sustain that king of the hill. But, on that, and then the comment about the technique, I think that's the real great thing about coaching special teams is it forces you to understand pass protection, pass rush, wide receiver release, leverage and tackling, leverage and blocking, running back skills, kicking skills. And you're right about that. Here's the thing that I always thought as a philosophy. In the movie The Bronx Tale, they show the kid, he only wants to do what he's rewarded for, and the dad's trying to tell him how to have a great life. And that's really like special teams. They only want to do what they're rewarded for, and you're trying to teach them how to have a great life in football and have a career in football. And so none of them come up really rewarded, like Bobby said, as a returner. So LSU is not going to give the kid from Destrehan a scholarship for how he blocked on the kickoff return. It's not going to happen. Now, how he plays linebacker, they will. But it's just not going to happen. So when he goes there, even if he played on those, first of all, maybe he didn't play because he thought that was for the JV players. So you got that mental obstacle to overcome. So you have to be a motivator to get them over that, because it's a mental block. And then they have to do something. They have to run back, and then they got to block like an offensive tackle, and they've never done that. So it's real challenging from a mental and physical standpoint, and it's really the beauty of it. Now, you know, again, to get the guy, but to get the guys going in that. But I'll say this again. I know I'm sound like a propaganda piece for LSU, but right now, as we sit here and you look at that, there's not a better place that promotes what the special teams mean to the LSU program than Ed Orgeron. He plays a phenomenal role in the importance, in the responsibility and accountability, and eliminate, you know, a big part, especially for a team that has an offense like that and a defense like that. A big part of special teams and coming out of the game is you eliminated the other team from making a big play. You go, well, if you didn't make any big plays, what's so great about that? You eliminated them from doing anything to affect that offensive defense. And I think that is critical with a team like that. If you're the closer your teams are, the more you need to make plays to tilt it in your favor. And, you know, this Greg did a great job of recruiting and coaching this young kicker. I mean, Cade York is tremendous. He missed that 40-plus yesterday, which I know he'd like to have more than anybody. But, man, can you imagine coming into that kind of environment, into this type of team, and being the place kicker where everything is on you? And I say he came through with flying colors.
Now, Coach Haber, when you look at and you talk about the emotions always said this, if you don't know what to go to school for and you know you want to go into coaching, be a psychology major. You know, you say, like, I'm going to go into business or whatever, because you're dealing with all different individuals and how you motivate them. I thought Coach O did an outstanding job. We talk about controlling emotions. You know, players can get too excited, and then, you know, coaches sometimes they over-prepare, and the bottom line, what do you do under pressure? And, you know, you can play the game before you play the game. What I mean, you can't be at the pregame meal and all of a sudden you're hooping and hollering. Wait, you got to wait. Slow your roll. You got to go to bed tonight, you know, even the night before a game, and to keep it in perspective. I thought Coach O did an outstanding job. And I don't know if I've ever witnessed this, when you think of the number of games, going 15-0, that LSU really didn't have a bad game. You know, you might say, well, like, for instance, the Saints this year, when Atlanta came to the Dome. We better than Atlanta. And then all of a sudden, we had an off game. And that happened. It seems like the Saints have that like once a year. But the point being, to me, I was astonished. And even Coach O, I think, mentioned that we really didn't have a bad game this year that cost us.
No, I think every game they were tremendously prepared mentally and physically. And, you know, as much energy and passion that Coach O has, and you know it better than anybody, because you know the origins of this guy.
Right.
And Mike, you do too. I mean, you're an old Bayou rat. So he's been able to, in a very methodical way, you know, like the morning of the game and the day before, he's business and he's direct and this and that. And then there's a buildup that he starts taking right about, you know, an hour before the pregame meal. It kind of, there's a couple of meetings in there that he kind of starts saying, you know, he starts letting them know that they're, you know, they're going to have to be at a fever pitch, because they're going into a fight.
Right.
And then he kind of starts showing that. And then in pregame, he'll kind of show, you know, not kind of, he does show. He's, you know, he's him. And but all the other times, it's just a juggernaut of they're just moving. They're almost, like I say, they're focused, they're silent, you know. And the coaches are, you know, the coaches coach very aggressively, but there's not an overkill of anything except driving for a mission of getting better. And boy, it's been a beautiful thing. I mean, it's been, and they're rewarded for it. They're rewarded for it right now. I mean, it's a
something special.
They have a chance to be, I would say, again, you know, the best team that's ever played, but based on how they did this season. And they never have a letdown game, like you said. I mean, they didn't have that letdown game. They were ready to play every game.
Now, Coach Chamber, you got to be proud of your son. And obviously at University of Wisconsin, I believe coaching the outside linebackers. Did you get up, you and your wife, do you get to go see him? Boy, listen, you like a military, Brad. If you're coaching, you got to be willing to move. So you got to be excited at an opportunity he has at for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, he really loves the program there. He loves the head coach, Paul Christ. And they did have a great year. He was very fortunate. He coached a unanimous All-American in Zach Braun. And what's even better, the kid's an even better kid. You know, he's a great student. He's a great character. And they played in the Rose Bowl. Charlene and I went to three games this year, and then we went to the Rose Bowl as well. And, yeah, we're very proud of him. He's always been a great young man. I mean, he's always been a great son. And so, yeah, we're very proud of him and very happy that he's in a situation that's so positive and so prosperous too.
Well, good thing he takes after Charlene.
Good thing. Good thing. Yeah, very good thing.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight, man. We really appreciate it. Great insights on special teams, also about the Tigers and Coach O. And I remember you and I, we had a Tulane game, and we talked about Coach O, and it had been a bit of a rough start. I think that may have been right after the loss to Troy, and, man, he hung in there now sitting on top of Mount Everest.
Yeah, Coach Abel and I go back to over 25 years with Coach Glanville. Fat Tuesdays on Wednesday.
Fat Tuesdays on Wednesday. Fellas, I'm proud and honored to be on the show. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob, appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.